Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Anonymous in Farmington Hills. He says, buyers are attempting to rescind their offer after completing the home inspection. Can we retain the earnest money deposit? We went under contract in a competitive bidding situation 6 days ago. An earnest money deposit of $10,000 was agreed upon, and the only meaningful contingency was obtaining a satisfactory home inspection. Contract language proposed by and agreed with buyers for the contingency clause considers only those costs in excess of $5,000 per item. The kitchen concrete counters are unique and need to be replaced or refinished. All prospective buyers saw an estimated cost of $7,000 for full replacement. Buyers toured the home twice, seeing the 8.5 by 11 inch placard on the countertops prior to going under contract. The home inspection was completed. We have not seen a written list of items to remedy, but understand the buyers want out of the deal as a result of the countertops. We have not declined to repair or negotiate a new price. Seems like buyer's remorse. Reverting to the other, now reduced, competing bid incurs damages. Can we force this cash buyer to perform? How do we retain the $10,000 earnest money deposit and move on? Well, my answer is that a real estate attorney needs to see the purchase agreement to confirm. But in general, if a contingency date is not met, or if a provision is not followed in accordance with the purchase agreement, you may be able to keep the prospective buyer's EMD. This can be highly contentious, and it is imperative to provide a copy of the agreement to an experienced real estate attorney. I hope that helps. The next question is from Elizabeth. She says, my husband and I own a second home that my son wants to rent to own. How to go about this, Elizabeth? You should have a real estate attorney review and prepare the legal documents for you and your son. Terms and provisions for these arrangements vary widely and can impact future bank financing options for the lessee. The final question today is from Paul. He asks, my father has dementia and I co-own a property in Florida with him. He and I are listed on the title and he has a will that states upon his death, the said property will go to me. I have other siblings. Because my sister has a power of attorney for my father, is there any way she can prevent this from happening? Paul, unless you are speaking of having title by and through a ladybird deed, then you own a portion of this property. As for the provisions of the will, they would apply after death. Someone with a power of attorney cannot change the terms of a will. In most cases, a power of attorney cannot remove your name from the title either. You should consult with a real estate attorney to have them review the documents that you speak of. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.